Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good Thursday evening to you, Michael Cohen with producer James Platy on the board. Thank you for joining us tonight. On today's program, all abortions of pregnancies that are 20 weeks or over will be banned in Michigan if newly introduced legislation in the House becomes law. I'll talk to the bill's sponsor about that. And Michigan getting in on the $25 billion foreclosure abuse settlement announced today. So did the five major American banks unfairly drive over 700,000 homeowners out of their home for additional profit? I'll ask an MSU professor who's a federal housing legislation expert. But first, the big news in Lansing today, Governor Rick Snyder unveiling his over $48 billion budget proposal. He testified before the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, and he said, quote, "We need to start living within our means, and we need to be measuring. And one of the places he wants to see results is in our school systems, which will mean more money for higher test scores." It all sounds reasonable. So is there anything Democrats will be able to attack him on? To talk about all that, I'm joined by MERS newsletter editor Kyle Malin. You can find him online at MERSnews.com. Kyle, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Michael.
So before we look at the specifics of the budget, overall, isn't this budget and all its parts going to be hard for any state lawmaker to vote against?
Well, I think that the Democrats are finding a weakness on the education front. You know, last year the governor proposed cutting or moving money from the school aid fund, which funds K through 12 schools, and using it to fund the universities and the community colleges. Well, that represented about a billion dollar shift. Well, the Democrats and the teachers unions are already pounding the governor for not putting enough back into the schools. Now, the governor is creating a $200 million fund and about $113 million in extra money for schools, but they got to meet certain criteria. They got to have certain, they've got to have better test scores, and there's other certain criteria that's involved in that. And what they're saying is that you're not changing the foundation allowance. The schools are still getting the same foundation allowance they're getting last year, which is a cut from what they've been getting in the past. So they're not really improving schools at all. They're also bringing back the old pension tax argument from last year. Last year, Governor Snyder and the Republicans cut the pension eliminated the exemption for senior citizens from the income tax. Snyder did nothing to address that this year, and so they're saying, hey, the pension tax still exists. If we have all this money, how come we're not getting relief to our seniors, our working families, and our school districts? Those are the key things that the Democrats are hitting on right now.
Well, that makes sense, although the budget for school districts, they would see $113 million more dollars this year than they're or in the upcoming year than they're getting this year. I wonder, in terms of holding on to that argument, I mean, if we start moving forward and the governor is showing, at least he can state that there are increases in terms of dollars to districts, I mean, is that argument looking back continuously to the cuts that were made last year, is that going to really work?
Well, it's going to be a rhetorical fight because now the Republicans can say, hey, wait a minute, we're putting money back into education. I do expect, though, that the legislature at some point, the Republicans in either the House or the Senate, are going to add money to that per pupil foundation allowance. And that's important because that is the base amount of money that schools get. I mean, they get, you know, $6,900 or so per student in their classroom, and that's going forward every year from that point on. It's not one-time money. It's not special money. It's not a pool of money that they can draw from in years going forward. Mm-hmm. The Republicans want to raise that per pupil, I think, in the legislature, because then that does give them cover against Democratic attacks that they're not doing enough for the schools, which I think is the Democrats' best weapon against Republicans in this 2012 election.
Now, the schools can qualify, or school districts can qualify for up to $175 more per student, depending on testing results. This incentive factor is clearly one of Governor Snyder's favorites. Do you expect this kind of approach of incentivizing results, which we see in the corporate world all the time, to work in state programs over the long run?
Well, I think that's really, I mean, time will tell on that. I mean, there were some arguments made during the budget presentation from a representative from Detroit, Rashida Tlaib, who said that in past states when this type of approach is taken, it doesn't work. You know, there's always questions about does this put undue pressure then on the school districts? I mean, does it now force teachers to put extra emphasis on a test? Does it now encourage school districts to do shady things with pupil counts, which, you know, they already claim to do? I mean, it puts also pressure on the kids in the classroom, too. I mean, will they now perform better on these special tests that the state already gives? You know, it raises some questions whether it really makes any improvement at all. But from the governor's standpoint, he just wants to see value for the money that he's putting in. He just doesn't want to throw money at a problem or throw money at, you know, this subject and this area here. He actually wants to feel like he's getting something for it. If he's going to put more money in education, mm-hmm. he wants schools to do better. And he feels like if there's a pot of money out there, that will be incentive enough for them to do better.
I'm talking to MERS newsletter editor Kyle Malin. You can find him online at MERSnews.com. A big part of the budget also was the proposed transportation budget, totaling $3.3 billion in both 2013 and 2014, including $119 million in one-time general fund appropriations to basically ensure that we get federal funding for our roads. That's going to pass without any issue, I'm guessing, right?
Well, possibly, but, you know, this is interesting, Michael, and this is the first time that a governor has actually said we need to take general fund money, you know, which funds basically everything else in state government, and use it for roads. I mean, we've just relied on years past from money from our gas taxes and our registration fees to draw down the federal money that we then use to pave our roads. Well, just that gas tax revenue and the registration fee isn't enough anymore to draw down that federal match money. We don't have enough there to draw down what we need. And so the governor is making a point this year by saying we actually got to draw from the general fund, which is taken away from other priority areas, to fund this. And that's not okay. And so he's hoping that gets their attention so that the legislature goes forward with his $1.4 billion road funding plan that basically increases gas taxes and, you know, redirects gas tax money and also raises registration fees. You know, also talking about the transportation thing that I thought was also interesting is that he didn't count on anything for the new international trade crossing, you know, that new bridge over the Detroit River. Mm-hmm. In years past, you know, he's talked about last year he talked about using some money from the Canadians to draw down federal money. He didn't use that at all. And he also didn't talk about any toll revenue from the Ambassador Bridge. You know, they've kind of been waving that money under his nose, too. None of that was included in this budget. He just went straight for the general fund. Maybe an admission that this new international trade crossing project is maybe something a little further down the road.
He wants to target crime in Detroit, Flint, and Pontiac, and Saginaw, more than $45 million in increased public safety funding. Is this almost to improve our state image in terms of getting our most crime-ridden cities under control?
Absolutely it is. That was the whole point then. And really, I think the most drastic spending increase in this entire budget was for public safety. When you combine the additional money for the state police and their operations with an extra pot of money that he's going to have for those four distressed cities, we're looking at an 18% increase in public safety. 18% is pretty significant. You're not going to see that anywhere else in the budget. And, you know, Detroit and Flint and Saginaw, Pontiac, and I was speaking with Representative Pete McGregor, who chairs the state police budget for the House today. He told me, hey, listen, these are the areas, these cities, and improving these cities is important to improving this state's image. Sure. You know, when people think about Michigan outside of Michigan, a lot of people just think right to Detroit and think what a hole it is. And we need to fix the crime problem in those cities to help all of us and help this city or help this state look better so we get more tourism in here and more people wanting to come, invest, set up businesses, and visit the state.
About 30 seconds left, but the the $4.5 million to support financial review teams, is he basically anticipating many more problems across the state in the coming year?
Yeah, and that's just to help administratively take care of all these issues, because there are, you know, we did a story, Michael, earlier this week, where we've got almost 50 school districts that are going to be facing, are facing some kind of problem. There needs to be people in the Department of Treasury to help them with that, those issues.
Kyle Malin, MERS newsletter editor. You can find him online, MERSnews.com. Kyle, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Michael.
Coming